Welcome to Ojibwe Stories Gagadundada. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. Our guest today is Nancy Jones, a respected elder from Nigagoon Siminikanig First Nation near Fort Frances, Ontario. She has worked for many years as a teacher and cultural advisor for schools and language revitalization programs in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Aha, bonjour. Nin ogimako nebik, ogimako bik, beba masyan dego. Wajask nindo dem. Nigagoon Siminikanig nimbe onjaya. Wajask nindo dem. Mina apiche, megize nindapinikazunak. I wang at the shindan, manger, no commissi ban gay go gagi, gagi nagata moit. Manger, gi maja no koi ban gab, just niminja man down. I just introduced myself as my spirit names. I had three spirit names, and my clan is a muskrat. I'm named after a robin and an eagle. And I am from Nigagoon Siminikanig, a Canadian site. I'm a Canadian, eh? What I said, I'm going to be talking about what I've learned from my grandmother, and I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just using my own grandmother's teachings. Yours might be different on this side of the river, so I'm just carrying on my grandmother's teachings. Akawea se manga de shima. Menjan no kuiban. A panengi ik, kegwika onike keng itasema. A panengi dabi mi na, magisha, skimotenski dabi mi, don washagitana pikawa. Kegunguchi wabundaman, a sema ken. Abachiton gitan shinabe winsawin, minuagi do dem, minuagi dapinikazawin. Kegwika, one end again get up in the kazawin gi ege. So my grandma always tell me that, always carry tobacco with you. Let your tobacco lead you to what you hope to accomplish. And when you put your tobacco down, don't forget to say your spirit names and your clan and where are you from. So that's what I tried to do. And when she gave me my spirit names years ago, I don't remember, she told me to honor my Anishinaabe names, my Indian names, my spirit names, because she said they're not a made-up names. Those names came from the Thunderbirds, she called it. And it was a robin that brought my name to her in her dream, in her sleep, in her vision. So she said, your name is very, very important and you should honor it. And don't ever forget your Indian name, your spirit name. Always remember, because that's what's going to carry you into life. It's your self-identity. She used to tell me, don't ever. And when you see a robin, that's your way-in after I am gone. A robin is your way-in. And that's the one that gave you the name, so you call it way-in. And I saw one just before I left home yesterday. So I put tobacco down and some rice out there for him, Primtis, to eat. Me, I mean, she got a kid no koi ban. Kay go week out and end again, give me so in. Keep on jim magat. Wasesh be mean, keep on jam magat, give me so in. Me away a pitcher. Keep it the mark in the barn, give me so in. Me away got in the might. Me irrigation the castle. Me touch you away. Me you away, give me mat this even. Give me so in. Give me so in none. Get do them, get up in the castle in, meet you where, give be my decision, meet you where, was the gage you in the going. And that's, I just explained what I said in English. It's always to remember your name, that's your self identity, and that's what's going to carry you into life. Me no, you get the shema, a wasting yak. No, be mean guy, I want the wasting yak. Magisha, wa wash gage, wabu sog, kinage go, ga. Bine waga wa mi kwag. Mi waga njigayanga pane no koi ban ka ye ni mishom se ban. Ka ui nui ka o denang wi as ngi unta na zime. Me tuk waga mi chang. Ka ye no pi minga unji maga kui as. Mi tisi ka ekitot no koi ban. Manito wan iwe wi as manito. When you do a wee sinny winny, we ask, she get away while wash gay she. She get up and get you in a cup of number thing, a mick of pink. And she get no up my dad or a dear mick, and then she get together. Me just she dig at a shan, get my bama to get a mick. But thing is, you go get, you know, I've been walking on with jeep against her. Me, you imagine, you know, me to go. We're going to open my ship sugar, come out and me to go. No go gay go me to go son of a ba me chit. Nishke nue ka me chit awe a mik. Me when the new mishkiki on ga me chit kito. Me when the new ga but just to one gim skiki or bokanina. Me just awe gish gish pingi a mot a mik. To be school a mishkiki gim me chit ki a mot a mik. Me got kito no koiban. Me yue gigu we ka when ye can na ken. He's been gay with that. We're in it more to make a kawaii bean dark woods again. We can set the make my shaggy we pass because that's kawaii the same, ma. Hey, me great we are, me great we see you. When she took me to a beaver pond, because she used to always tell me that the animals from the bush is a medicine food. She called it a medicine food. She took me to the beaver pond and we watched the beaver as he built his house, his dam, and everything. So sometimes we see the beaver diving, and then he'd come back with some kind of root and started eating it. And then the beaver would look at the trees and goes to one of them and try to chew the bark on it, or any other things that, there were lots of things that, but they did look at the trees first, which one am I gonna eat? Which one is that's going to cure me today or something like that. I think that's what he was doing. And then when my grandma said, see what he eats, those are the things that I use to make medicine for you to get well. Hmm. So when you eat the beaver, you're actually eating the medicine food.
Hmm.
You're curing yourself when you eat the beaver.
Hmm.
So this said, don't forget that. Don't ever forget that. And make sure you're off with tobacco before you, if you're going to set the trap or if you're going to shoot the beaver. Because the beaver will offer itself. If it's meant for you to have it, you will get it. So those are her teachings that there's lots of food in the bush, she used to say. But they ain't recently in no pemink. And then she talked about you know, I'll get the shindan, my notch it to win. Me, you and me now, beige got out, got wind to my gig a week, much it the shima can the way. But we all shaggy bissin dog, keep much it the shimat. Me know, no sebunding gig. Kissy much it the shimat the way. Keen you go got the shin the sewin. Keen got the shin the sewin, you spin, and no to go not the way, Gyoga Kayawa. Kini go ke macet dan sintes. Kei go isi ci kei ken. Kei spin wita si matta wa ya. Wen si sing kei go apa citon. Mi ye ke isi kei si minuta si matta wa ya. Kei spin geng gutinga wa ya kei go. Si geng gutinga ka ya kei kap mi pisin ki ika manjka a ken to mo kwen. Kei sin gutinga wa ya mi pisin ma pas pas ma. Mi ga spu pisin ta ban ta gana. Ho wow ni si gudu ta ban. Kei wun skatu se ken, mi iwe ga eketot. Mi iwe istige ya nungop. Kawin imachi te shima se wea. Another one she talked about is, talking about people in a bad way is not good. My dad said, when you talk about people in a bad way, you're talking about yourself. You're dishing out your own self. Whatever you don't like about yourself. So my grandmother says, don't talk about people in a bad way, because there's someone listening to you. Someone is always listening to you. If you want to talk about someone without their hearing you, say good things about them. Say nice things about them. And always help people, is what another thing she told me. If you see an elder, give that elder a hand for whatever. It doesn't have to be your grandmother. Just help them. And today when I tried to carry this message to my grandchildren, and I teach them. And when I'm traveling, if a car passes me up faster than me, I say, oh, what a nice car you got. So it's a gratitude. Gratitude is good. It feels good to have that gratitude and always wait. If a car is ahead of me, wants to come out, I'll slow down, make sure it is. I don't hit it, or I go around. Me know I got the shinting. A pitching gear ga shingi, keep my chat, magishan, shaw sing it so be born. Keep my chat no coiban. Me dish a panegi bear gash, keep on big yarn. Me got a panegi wind the might gago, pitching the gum, pitching the giga naked cheek quail. Pitching the giga ya walk a benoting yak, my shago stick. Me wench mean to my nan or an ongo. Be quailian, pushke nongo me quaisin swean. Manach stone gago. Kego wika gego bashi chit kokat again. Kego bashi ta again gego boske aguaching waga kot. Minja kawa nak gishke bojigan. Kego gego bashi ta again. Kitty quail. Anna wigo equation spin shigun. And him in the tut me yem in our bejiga. Got intimate. Manach chicken. Kego bashi ta again gego. Kebijina giga kikendan, giga nikchi kweo. Giga ya wa gosh sik, magashag dan kubichiganak. Mi yoge kikino amodo. Giga asha wina mawag, oega kino mainan. Noega kinaga kino mainan. Giga asha wina magainan, mi ga ekidot. She talked about my being a lady. Even as a little girl, she would tell me, be careful where you're stepping, don't step over. Things. Girls are not supposed to step over anything. Even if an axe outside, don't step over it, a saw or anything. Sometimes I would question her, why? Because you have a powerful gift. You're going to receive a powerful gift from a cuckoo moon later on as you get to be a woman. And that gift you got as being a woman, you're going to be the life giver, the caregiver. That's why you respect things. If you step over, let's say an axe, you might have a hard time at birth. Someone is holding back to give birth. So that's why you have this self-respect, because you're planning for your future in your lifetime. You're not always going to be that little girl, she said. You'll be a woman sometimes, and you'll be a grandma, you'll be a mom, grandma, maybe even great-grandma, she said. She seems to know exactly where I was heading. I didn't know what she was talking about, but I respect my grandma so much. I listened to her teachings, especially about remembering my name, my Indian name. Sometimes she'd be far away somewhere, and she doesn't see me, and then she calls me by my Indian name. And I said, what? Oh, so just so you don't forget your Indian name. So she just called me so to remind me what is my Indian name.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, I teach these classes and our students can go out in the sugar bush.
Yeah.
And I often struggle with explaining why the women can't go out when they're on their moon time. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that. Because again, I struggle with it. So
that's what I was talking about when I say we have a powerful gift. It's not a shame. It's not to be ashamed. It's not dirty. We just have a gift that we have to show respect to the things, show respect to people, show respect to what's on the ground. It's a gift that we carry. It's something to, I don't know how to explain it either. It's just a gift that we have. We have a powerful gift as a woman. So we don't step over things. And sometimes I question that though. When you can do these things when you're on your time. You can't touch food, spiritual food. I raised my kids. I raised 8 kids. My husband is a trapper, so I'm home alone with the kids almost every day. And I don't have a choice, I got to do this. I have to do the cooking. And there was a time when one of my babies hit each other with a knife and there was a blood gushing around his face. And I wondered, oh, there's nobody around, we're way up on the trap line. So I grabbed my tobacco, I was on my time. I grabbed my tobacco, went to the bush, and I went and got the medicine to stop the bleeding. I didn't have a choice. So I guess when you have to do something, you have to do it. I've been asked that too lots of times. I can't touch my tobacco. Well, if you have to, do it. Some of the girls today, young girls, are trying to use it as an excuse. My daughter, she was a teenager, and said, "Well, go do the dishes." I said, "No, I can't, Mom. I'm on my time." "No, that's not how it is," I said. You still got to do your chores. It's just a self-respect leading on to your future. You know, you have babies sometimes, and if you don't show that self-respect, you might have a hard time. I see that today. Women are struggling with their pregnancy. I had 8 babies, a set of twins. Never, ever had a struggle. Most of them were born at my house. Never, ever struggled anything. During my moon time, it was beautiful. I didn't have a problem because I listened to my grandma's teachings and my mom after that.
You know, in our communities, if we don't have those teachings in our families, what are women supposed to do? Just kind of start from when they hear that? Or
that's what I was saying at the beginning. He says, I can only pass on my own teachings. People here might have their own way of teaching. Just like I have a book that said that everybody's teachings is right. It's the right way. It's
well, if they don't have any teachings, though, that's what I was kind of wondering about. If they just lost those teachings in their families. Like,
yeah. Well, we just have to dig them up again. You know, I think talking to your elder is a good idea. Because they have those teachings. Sometimes they're just silent because they're not being asked. Just give them your tobacco and they'll tell you what you want to know.
This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganundinada, a program of Ojibwe culture. Our guest today is Nancy Jones, a respected elder from Nigagoon Siminikaning First Nation near Fort Frances, Ontario. She has worked for many years as a teacher and cultural advisor for schools and language revitalization programs in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Ogimawe Gwenebik, you've shared some wonderful stories of your grandmother and the teachings that she gave you about your life, the life even that you're able to see today.
Right on.
As a grandmother, great-grandmother. And it's been said in many of our communities, not sure if it's one of those old Ojibwe sayings, but just the way that you live your life, you know, Nabowa Wabikwan on Giga Wabandana.
Oh, gig it.
And just wondering if you could share anything with our listeners about the value and importance of that gray hair, that
right.
white hair in our communities and our culture.
Me great. Giga Nika Tanya. Hey, in Wabikwan and Giga Anatma. Man, Shaggy no commissipan. Ki Ninjog no commissak, Ninjka and Mishomsak. Omangi tam, you know, the basic no commiss. I was say it is, and it we give on. Me does a gig squish young gig shape away, no commiss. My chan, we all bum go commiss. Magshaggy go get out each ah. I'll get getting to up ma. Ah, no go gig one get out each in. Eh, yeah, no shis. Taga, been to get on bangim sent ma, you report away. Ah, how? Gabina. Get nibinadin. Nugato quick nibianda wabin dendic. Mea. Oh, wami gress noses. The good man what the bint get. Oh, wami, some eyes on a beat though. Me the shore, oh, tanginano. Me gress reach in. Tanginano wapcorn. Basic no wapcorn gamine. Me ekit. How much I give it? Then I give it. We're going in the swap corn when you mean it, then end. Where would the win? Then give a noco. Me just ran in the mart or a noco, miss. Hey, noco, away to noco, miss. Gee, ick, where's you go up conga meaning? Where go then, yeah, guy, duck? Ah, Bamagi gook can done. Bamagi gook can done, get her. You get the nun, I get the wind up. I had 2 grandmothers. And 2 grandfathers, one I lived with here, and then another grandma and grandpa over there, around the corner of the we lived in the wigwam. So when I wake up in the morning, first thing was my grandma. She didn't even have an English name. Nutnan Katok was her Indian name. And the other one was, I can't remember. Anyway, she said, go see your other grandma. Go see your grandma, see if she needs anything, because they were both barely walking, white hair. And so I go to my other grandma, Grandma, can I, is there something I can help you with? Yes, yes. Bring me some wood in. I gotta make some fire here. I'm gonna cook something to eat or something. So I bring the wood in and just all pieces outside. And anything else, Grandma? I said, yeah, that pail is empty over there. Can you go get me a pail of water? All those things. There's no electricity, no running water. I was there running water. So I did all that. Anything else, Grandma? I said, no, I don't think so, but come sit by me, she said. So I will sit by her. I thought maybe she was going to give me some money to pay me. So thank you so much for helping me. See, she had gray hair like me. So she touches her hair, and then she touched my hair. I give you one of my gray hair, she said. Okay, so Marjan. Okay, you can go home now. So I'm walking home, I don't know, maybe a 5-minute walk. I'm thinking, why would she give me a gray hair? She didn't put it on there. I tried to look for it. She just touches her hair. And then I get home to my grandma, and I tell her, why did she say that she gave me a gray hair? Why would she tell me that? Oh, you'll know sometimes, I said. You'll find out. So, and then later on, I kind of find out that I think I got my pay now. It's over here now. Sometimes my grandma that I live with, she would talk to me about helping elders. When you help an elder, each time you help an elder, you gain one gray hair, she would say. So whoever the elder is, doesn't have to be your own grandma. Anybody, they're all your grandmas, they're all your grandpas, she would say. So for me, when I help an elder, I gain something good, better than money. So you gain that wisdom that they have when you help an elder.
One of the things I was noticing from watching your YouTube series, kind of a reoccurring theme, is you kept talking about respect for animals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder if you had anything you wanted to share about that.
Oh, I think so. Like I said, Manaj Iduin is the respect over all respect. Anything that, because I've been a trapper for many years, and there's lots of things that you need to show respect for the animals. We ate lots of food from the bush, and we respect the bones where the animals come from. If it's a deer, well, an animal, we'll put them back in the bush. We didn't feed that. We didn't throw that into the garbage. If we're going to feed our, we had two dogs that was pulling our sleigh. We cut the bones up and just cut the meat for them to eat. And if it's a beaver, muskrat, we put those bones back in the water. Because the way my grandmother put it, that was her way of her words that I didn't understand. Threw that carcass in the water, we're not going to eat that one. When you throw the muskrat in the water, another one was some away from there. And that was her teaching, her own words. So I threw them as a kid. I threw that in the water and I sit there and see. Let me see then if I can see that. I can't see one. Swimming away from there. I think that was when you show respect, you never kill off the land, she used to say. You never kill off the animals. When you show that respect, another one just forms from there, reincarnated or whatever. I listen to TV sometimes that it's been fished off. There's no more fish. I don't think so. I think everybody can show that respect. Put the bones back in the water, put the eggs back in the water. You never kill off your animals when you show that respect. Always use your tobacco. Always show your respect. There are things that when you shoot a moose has, all the animals have their spirit names. Winzawinua. Like Anishinaabe Winzawin, they all have their Indian names. And the trees all have their Indian names. That's why we put tobacco down. We're offering respect their names. So when you get a moose, there's something, when the moose stands, there's this thing. Is that the bill? Mm-hmm. I think that's what they call it. Uh-huh. That's the dish on. Like when I got a name, I have a namesake items. My, I think my collars or something they call them. Mm-hmm. Mine is a feather and two ribbons to go with my name. So the deer and the moose, they have those too. And the moose, this is his namesake item. This is what he really treasures, honors. Hmm. So when you get a moose, you cut this off and you hang it up as high as the moose stands. That's showing respect to the animal that he gives its life for you to eat. And then there's a deer. There's something in the inside here. It's like, oh, it almost look like a liver. I think they call it spleen or something. Hmm. It's a little piece, yeah. And you do the same thing, you cut it off before you do anything else. You go hang it up on the bush and put your tobacco down and say, me gwech, me gwech, we sinewin. So that's how we show respect to the animals. Overall respect is very, very good. Even my husband said, ke go bap in any market, gami nikweshkit. Don't make fun of the drunk. Show respect. You know, I said. So it's everything is respect. You look at things with your respect eyes and help people. I think that's how you lived a good life. I'm going to share a little something here about today, my grandchildren. When I asked them for help, the first thing they asked me is, how much are you going to pay me? When I was working at the school, I was kind of busy and I had to buy green rice because I didn't have time to go get the rice myself. So I have these grandkids, 15, 17 years old, big strong boys. So I call one of my grandsons and says, can you come and help me to roast some rice? But I don't know how. Well, I can show you how. Okay, how much are you going to pay me then? Why don't you come over and let's talk about it, I said. So he came over and this is what you do. This is the fire and this is the tub and this is the paddle. This is how you do it. I can show you how. I can sit here with you. Mm-hmm. Well, how much are you going to pay me? Okay. You know, I work at the school and they pay me to teach the language. And that's why I go back to you. If I show you how to do this rice, how much are you going to pay? Wow, did he ever look at me? Okay, Coco, I'll do it. So when you ask how much you're going to pay me, how much are you going to pay me for showing you how?
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest Nancy Jones for sharing her stories with us. We'll continue our conversation with Nancy on the next episode of Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida. This is Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. To listen again to past episodes of the program online, visit the programs page at kumd.org and click on Ojibwe Stories. Funding for Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida is provided in part by the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Ojibwe Stories Gaganunida is produced by KUMD and the Tribal Sovereignty Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the American Indian Studies Department, which now offers an undergraduate minor in Ojibwe language. More information at d.umn.edu.